I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about, is the world immune from empathy to black people? Really good feedback on that. Had some good offline conversations. So as always, thank you to those people that listen regularly and send me text messages and emails. I appreciate that. It's very, very encouraging. To be honest, it fuels and helps me to continue forward. So where you can find me is at podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. You can find me on Twitter at We Ain't Scared. Also on Twitter at Ferocious Talk. And let's see, what else? Ferociousforflint.com. Get over there, check that out, and we'll have some updates coming very soon about how we're going to continue to address that water crisis. As always, I want to shout out Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. At the very least, what you have done is you've raised the social conscious, the narrative, not just amongst white people to pay attention to black life and that it matters, but also to black people. There are a few of us, unfortunately, that believe negatively about Black Lives Matter, black people, that is. And it's the biggest mistake ever. You got white people hating on you, and then you want to hate on yourself. When really the only thing that they are espousing, again, is the respect of black life. And if you don't like it for whatever reason, maybe you should be out doing something to help create a difference or a change. Don't criticize those people that are putting themselves out front and on the line for you as a black person. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. And it is, are black people the front door to everybody else's freedom but ours, but our own? Again, are black people the front door to everybody else's freedom but our own? Now, as always, I have notes. So I'm going to try to, again, as always, string this together and make sure that it's cohesive and easy to follow. But when I bring up that topic, just like with civil rights, okay, our bodies were destroyed and crushed in order for others to trample on them to gain their own freedoms. But we black people, we get no credit for that sacrifice. So to throw out some examples, and this is something that I've heard recently, sexism is like racism. No, it's not. LGBTQ rights and that struggle is like civil rights. No, it's not. Women's rights are the same as civil rights. And again, no, it's not. Black people in America were lynched, burned, murdered, castrated, humiliated. Families were ripped apart. We were assassinated, disenfranchised from the legal system, the political system, the everyday going about your business, sitting in the back of the bus, and completely ripped out of the entire social order, third class citizenship. And again, simply for being black in America. They don't do that to actors in Hollywood. They don't do that to LGBTQ. They don't do that to women. It's not the same. So stop it. It's insulting. And it goes to the heart of this podcast, which is, you weren't there to fight for the rights of black people. So you shouldn't try to stand up and take credit for the victories that we accomplished as a result of our death and murder. None of those other groups had to endure those atrocities. None of it. You're not hanging from trees, lynched. You're not being drugged behind trucks. You're not being systematically have legislation for 30, 40, 50, hundreds of years, sharecropping, Jim Crow, redlining to prevent you from living. It's not the same. Now, the world is all too comfortable allowing black people to take the bullet while they sit on the sidelines until the last body has fallen. And then they want to step in and claim their own rights based on our dead bodies. It's infuriating because where are those voices when the struggle is going on, right? It's like you want to wait until the fight is over and then you want to jump in and say, okay, what's going on? What do I do? What do I do? No, you need to be there when it happens. Where's the same passion when it's just a few black voices crying out for justice? There's silence, complete and utter silence. You know, most people want to act like black people are invisible, okay? They look around us, they look over us, and sometimes literally through us, as if, again, we're not even there, when it comes especially to giving us opportunities. But they want to take advantage of the advances that we make in spite of the hurdles and barriers that we had to overcome to make progress. Most cultures, they don't know how to push through pain. They don't know how to push through social discomfort. They don't know how to push through being ostracized every single day of your life. You don't know. In America, the relationship with America and black people is beyond any in the world. It is painful. It is hurtful. And I think one aspect of it that still irritates me to this day is as much wrong that America has perpetrated, that it still refuses to apologize to black people for slavery. To this day, it is absolutely bananas, crazy, psycho. We all know it happened. And then you want to act like it didn't and not apologize. So you drive a Mack truck, a semi truck, through a hospital delivery room, killing all the babies. Because you know I like analogies. You drive a Mack truck through a hospital delivery room, killing all 100 babies. Destroying it. Killing them, decimating and the families and their hope and happiness. And then you get out of the truck, dust yourself off, continue walking, act like it didn't happen, know that it did. There's proof. And don't get so much as I'm sorry. Wow. And I, you know, on this show, I would use babies and puppies as an analogy because for whatever reason, they stoke this immediate emotional, oh, but black people aren't, we can't even get that based on the violence that's been perpetrated against us. All right, I'll continue. Our strength as a people is unmatched. It is unmatched. And this is why I get so upset when the world attempts to paint black people as lazy, unmotivated, unfocused, or without drive. It was our blood and sweat that built this racist country that it is today. We built America. And white men and women benefited from that. And everyone, to be honest. We turned this into the great superpower that it is. Nobody else on the planet can claim that. And to be honest, after everything that we've been through, I wouldn't want anybody else to be able to claim that. 400 plus years, and then you still don't get the recognition, the respect, the credit. It's amazing to me how many people refuse, find it repulsive to pay deference to a black man. It's amazing to me. They just don't want to do it. There's something about America and how it has brainwashed people, and that you see a black man and all, you don't even see a human. You just see a thing. And you don't want to give him any credit unless he's throwing a football down a field, a basketball up a court, or singing and dancing on a stage, as if we're this inanimate plaything, this inanimate object. And I really, you know, now that I'm saying that out loud, I really feel as if there is this unfortunate connection that black people, we're only good for entertainment. And other than that, we're not real. No matter how good we are, there's something that there's something wrong. We can't be that good. And even when we are that good and better, the intimidation factor rises so high that they just look for reasons to try to eliminate you, disqualify you, cheat, find some reason why the amazing feat that you accomplished just because of your raw talent it's not good enough. Well, you did great. You did 9 out of 10, but that 10th thing was what really mattered. That was the biggest and most important. But then you steal from us at the same time. You steal from us. You know, I I'll digress a little bit, you know, because I do like entertainment and I'm in that world. Read an article about Dave Chappelle being upset with Comedy Central, with the whole Key and Peele show, and how he was saying that he didn't go back because of the compensation, right? But Comedy Central took his concepts and they just fed it to Key and Peele. And then Key and Peele just went on to do Chappelle's Show 2.0. And this is what white executives do. You don't do what they want you to do. You don't allow them to manipulate you. And then what they do is, okay, fine. Forget it. We'll just steal this from you. And then we'll just have somebody else do it. And then they never do it as well. But it is synonymous with the American way. When you are black in America, instead of paying us what you should have paid us, respecting us the way that you should respect us, you want to give us pennies on the dollar, expect us to operate as if we're being paid what we should, and not complain. No, not going to do it. That's why I respect Colin Kaepernick. And this is still on topic, you know, are black people the front door to everybody else's freedom but ours? Colin decided, F the NFL. I'm not going to jump through no hoops. I'm not going to kowtow to you. You don't own me. If I play in the NFL, that's fine. That's just a small part of my career. The average life of a football player, most people, you probably don't even know this, 3, maybe 5 years. That's if you're lucky. That's maybe 3 years. Okay. Yeah. It's average. Only reason why quarterbacks seem to have a longer career is because they have a offensive line protecting them. Protecting them. Everybody else is exposed, except most of these white quarterbacks. But anyway, that's a whole nother metaphorical, philosophical conversation. But the point of this podcast is, if you're listening and you're not black, don't use civil rights, please, as an excuse for you to try to fight for whatever law, legislation, or right that you want, because it's not the same. Whatever you're dealing with, it's just that. You're just dealing with something. Unless you're willing to die for whatever it is that you want, leave it alone. Unless you're willing to die, because during civil rights, people were willing to die. Black people were willing to die and did die. So sexism, unless you're willing to die for sexism, leave civil rights out your mouth. Unless you're willing to die for LGBTQXYZ, leave it out your mouth. Leave civil rights out your mouth. Leave it out of your mouth. It's disrespectful. It has nothing to do with the rights or the laws that you want passed in your favor. All right. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.